I dare you.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm safe at the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know.
Zach Orr, this open for hour number two of the Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach is absolutely perfect. Thank you for playing this. If you and I ever did a show together, like a full-time show, and we, which, not saying that's going to happen, but...
Breaking news this morning.
Yeah, right. It would be a pleasure. If we didn't play this for literally every rejoin, we'd be failing. We'd be failing the listeners.
It's just that...
Yeah, it's the perfect thing. It just wakes you up.
It's there. 7 o'clock, good morning. Ugh. Hour number two here on the Mickey Plyler Show. The illustrious Kelly Graham filling in this morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here.
I love being here. I'm so excited that I was asked to do it.
I know it's early for you. You got a bunch of caffeine running through the veins. She just said to me during the break, get up at 6 isn't that bad. I don't know why you're complaining.
This is easy.
She can feel her blood moving in her body right now. She's got so much caffeine going through it, so it's fine.
The gif I tweeted out at Kelly Gramlich of the little girl who's eating cotton candy and so hyped up on sugar is pretty much me right now. It's pretty much me. We're bringing the energy. That being said, in the 8 o'clock hour, let's hope I don't crash. Let's hope.
We
got to try my very best.
Of interviews lined up in the 8 o'clock hour.
That was, you know, that wasn't planned that way for any specific reason at all, right?
We got coffee in the back here. You'll be all right.
I want to say that Jeannie responded and said that it is Jeannie. So
she blamed her parents for not putting the I in the name.
Jeannie. Jean isn't spelled like that. That's not how you spell Jean.
I've seen Jean spelled like that.
Oh, well, you know more Jeans than me.
Yeah.
That was not Jean. That was Jeannie, and I appreciate you, Jeannie. Thanks for texting. Thanks for listening. And to the texter that says Texas public schools failed me because I didn't know that if it was Jean or Jeannie, you're incorrect, sir. I knew it was Jeannie. It was Jeannie. This hour of the Mickey Plyler Show, we're filling in for our good friend Mickey as he gets his start on dad duty.
Drake Michael Plyler came
new
in the world
dad,
on
that's
Tuesday
right.
at 5:15 p.m.
Very excited. I hear he already has an offer.
Jeff Scott offered him a couple of days ago.
Wide receiver, you?
So they came home from the hospital yesterday. That's very exciting stuff.
Yes, very exciting. Mickey said he wasn't going to flood his Twitter with pictures of Drake, and I thought, why on earth would you not? That's what the people want. Give the people what they want. Give us more pictures of little Drake. We finally have a station baby. It's very exciting. This hour of the Mickey Plyler Show is brought to you by First Class Halt. You're going to love what they do at First Class Halt. February specials are here. Get 14% off labor on First Class Halt's previous recommendations. All and $100 off any Halt. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota. I have a Toyota. This place would be perfect for me. Timing belt package, both going on now at their Greenville and Anderson locations. Also, head over now for a diagnostic check. Only $99. That is a deal, people. First Class Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus and Toyota. New client special as well, $59.95. That's cheap. $60 for an oil change, battery test, tire rotation, 32-point vehicle inspection, and top it off with washer fluid as well. First Class Halt. Go check them out today in Greenville and in Anderson. Zach, so much more to get to. Busy weekend ahead.
How's that RAV4 treating you out there?
The RAV4 is great.
Yeah, she's treating you well.
The RAV4 is wonderful. Now, I'm not sitting here with a new car.
No.
Like Zach or a new truck just rolling up to the station. Brand new vehicle.
Brand
That's
new.
Not me.
New to me.
New to you.
New to me.
New to you. You were saying some, and look, I love the RAV. If there's one person out there that loves the RAV more than me, it is my dad, who I hope is listening out there.
Does he?
And you were saying some hurtful things about the RAV4 yesterday.
Listen, during the Super Bowl, we saw the commercial for the new RAV4.
And it's nice.
I mean, your RAV4, while it was a nice vehicle, looks like just a pile of garbage on wheels now. It's bad.
Wow.
It's not great.
Those are fighting words.
Compared to the new
those
one,
are fighting
the
words.
New one looks good. The new one looks real good.
Oh, man. You know what? I was watching that Super Bowl commercial, and it had the effect that Toyota wanted it to have on me.
Sure.
I had some FOMO. I thought, that is a good-looking Rav.
There's two stories that I enjoy thoroughly telling about Kelly Gramlich when people ask me about you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't even imagine. What are the two stories you tell?
Well, first isn't really a story. It's just, it's more of a clarification. It's you know, just from Texas. What's she like? And I go, she grew up in a cul-de-sac. Chardonnay court. Like,
from a major metropolitan area.
Get out of my face. It was a cul-de-sac.
I don't mind that. I mean, that's true.
There's no tumbleweeds going across the driveway.
Zach is from New Jersey and grew up in a much more country setting than I did from Texas.
People can't wrap their brains around
it. That's why you can't judge people by, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
You cannot do that. That is a very good point. And two is the time I parked her car in the woods in the back of the station.
You tell this story?
Oh, it's fantastic.
No.
And then I leave for the day and I get a call after she's done with the show. And she goes, Zach, car started, but I put it in drive. It's not going anywhere. Why? How do I get this brake on? You broke my car. I put the emergency brake on, the lever in the middle console. She couldn't get it off. Could not figure it out.
I had never used that before.
It was fantastic.
I had never used the emergency brake before, so I didn't know what to do. When Zach's out here, first of all, of course, Zach is taking my car. You were moving it or something because I had parked too close to something. I don't know.
Yeah, you were.
It was raining. In the woods.
It was raining that day.
Oh,
And when it rains, you try to park next to the steps because you don't want to walk in the rain.
Zach, my hair, obviously.
And you were way too close, so I squeezed in there. Hey, drives great, by the way.
I'm telling you, it's a great vehicle.
It was a dream. It was a luxurious ride.
Go get your Toyota
luxurious ride.
Checked out over there.
So, yeah, I did that.
That was mean. But you're right. Look, that's on me as a grown adult. I was still grown at the time, to not know how to take the emergency brake off in my vehicle.
When you took your driver's test...
Yeah.
You didn't have to have one in the car?
No. I don't remember that.
Like, for New Jersey, you have to have one in the middle for like whatever car you take it in. And then you have to demonstrate that you know how to use it. And then it's there for the instructor to like pull it if you're going to drive off the road.
Well, maybe the whole driver's test and driver's license process is a little more stringent in New Jersey. Maybe it's a little more difficult. I don't know. In Texas, I feel like I just took a class and was handed a license. I got to be honest.
Got my farmer's license at 14.
Yeah, that's how it works. We're really ragging on the public schools. We're ragging on the driver's license process here.
Chardonnay Cove. Court? Cove? What is it? Cove?
It's a cove.
It's cove.
There's a lot of streets that are coves, Zach.
I'm just curious. Chardonnay.
Zach, back to football.
Yes, ma'am.
Back to football. Yes, I got to keep Zach on track. I'm trying.
Yes, ma'am.
Zach on track. Football. I like that. Did you happen to see our friends at Athlon came out with this college football early, really early, top 50 players for 2019. Did you see this list at all?
I have not seen this list.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I can educate you on this because I feel like you're going to be fired up. And I want to get Zach Orr fired up at 7:12 this morning on a Friday. Stringent is the word, not stingent. Thank you very much. It is 7:12 in the morning. Just putting that out there. But I appreciate it, Texter. Keep me on track. I said that word and I thought, huh.
I missed it.
Didn't exactly sound right. So I appreciate that. Stringent is the word. That is the word I was looking for.
Texas public schools have failed Kelly Gramlich. Changed my mind.
And to football. This list, Zach. I'll give you some notables. There's 50 on here, obviously. Let's just look at the top 30 or so. You've got DeAndre Swift at 31. J.K. Dobbins at 32. So they put Swift above Dobbins in those running back rankings. A.J. Dillon at 30. If you're just looking at those three right there, would you put A.J. Dillon over DeAndre Swift and J.K. Dobbins? Would you take A.J. Dillon over those two?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No, I would not.
Now, A.J. Dillon was injured last year. Those two are more in a timeshare than A.J. Dillon is at Boston College, but... And A.J. Dillon's a fantastic back, but can he stay healthy? I feel like I would put DeAndre Swift a little higher. And J.K. Dobbins had a good year for Ohio State. That kind of surprised me. Najee Harris at 25, if we're sticking with running backs there. And then the first Clemson player to appear on this list in the top 50 college football players heading into 2019 is XT. Xavier Thomas at 23. Xavier Thomas, who played a decent bit as a freshman, but it's not like he was a starter or anything like that. I'm kind of surprised with how highly some of these sites and some of these services are ranking Xavier Thomas heading into 2019. Now, we've obviously seen what he can do. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, 10.5 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks as a freshman, those are good numbers. I think what they're really accounting for, Zach, is that Cleveland Farrell, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, Austin Bryant, all gone. I mean, that is going to be Xavier Thomas's defensive line, I would assume. So he's going to get the majority of snaps, and I think he's going to put up big numbers. And you saw flashes of greatness. So you've got Xavier Thomas at 23. And then this was odd, Zach. They somehow, on this list, you understand that T. Higgins and Justin Ross are two different people, right?
Yeah.
You get that.
Yeah.
They don't seem to get that on this list. They rated them as one entity.
A group.
What is that? What is that? They said 21st, the 21st best player in college football is T. Higgins / Justin Ross. They're different people. They're different people. This is so odd. They say the duo of Higgins and Ross will be one of the nation's most dynamic pairings at receiver. These two players combined for 1,900 receiving yards and 21 touchdowns last year. Ross averaged a healthy 21.7 yards per catch, which is ridiculous, while Higgins paced the Clemson offense with 59 receptions.
Can we talk about that duo real quick?
Sure.
If you don't mind.
I would love to talk about that duo.
In a scenario where you need to pick one of those gentlemen for the future.
Ooh.
You go with T. Higgins or Justin Ross? Who has the better prospects down the road?
That is an interesting question. We kind of posed that on OOB last week because we played an OOB five-star draft where you take all the five stars that Clemson's brought in and you had to pick them for the future to form a team.
Oh, this is the Mickey Pollard Show, 6-9 every, 6-9 every day here on 105.5.
Very aware. And we had a lot of people picking Justin Ross. I mean,
it's Justin Ross.
Very little love for T. Higgins in that question.
T. Higgins is a great player. I think he's going to have a successful career going forward. Justin Ross is a problem.
T. Higgins is a problem.
Justin Ross is a problem.
I feel like there's a lot of recency bias here.
Give me the reasons for T. Higgins then. Lay it down. Defend T. Higgins.
Who was more consistent all year? Who was Clemson's go-to receiver all year?
T. Higgins.
T. Higgins.
Of course.
Now, Justin Ross showed up and showed out on the biggest stage, but so did T. It's not like T. Higgins didn't do anything in those games.
That's very true.
T. Higgins was also really good.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, when people think back on Justin Ross, they remember specifically those two touchdowns in the national championship. And how could you forget? Some of those catches were just ridiculous. But I don't think you can just take what happened in that one game and discount what T. Higgins did all season for Clemson. The catches he made game in and game out. The Syracuse catch on 4th and 6. The catch at A&M from Trevor Lawrence that broke that game open. And there's so many catches that T. Higgins made. So if you ask me to choose, I don't think you can make a wrong choice. I mean, you can't with these two guys. Right now, overall body of work, what I've seen, I think I'd still take T. Higgins. And I know you're taking Justin Ross.
Text messenger extraordinaire gets in this morning. Sweet T is AJ Green. Boss Ross is Julio Jones.
Those guys were, I believe, the class of 2011. We were looking back at those rankings. Those guys were 1 and 2 in that class. And T. Higgins, of course, 1 year apart. But yeah, I like that. I like that comparison. I think with Justin Ross, Zach, you're going off what you've recently seen, and I totally get that. And he's made big plays. But part of that is T. Higgins draws a lot of attention. I think that helped Justin Ross out.
You're going off what you recently seen, and that's a fair criticism. But you're also going off of what your eyes tell you that you haven't seen yet, if that makes sense. The potential there for that kid, I mean, I still remember going to the summer practice, like the second practice, and seeing this kid for the first time and verbally going, whoa. And then I can't finish the second half of that sentence because I swore, because it was it was nuts to see this true freshman on campus that looked like a grown man. And he played like that at the end of the last season, and especially in the national championship game.
And part of this, too, is I think for Clemson fans, they remember that it took T. Higgins a little while to get going as a freshman, which it also did with Justin Ross. He made some plays early, but he also didn't play much against, I don't think he played against A&M in those games before Trevor Lawrence took over. Right. Yeah. But also you have to remember that T. Higgins wasn't catching passes from Trevor Lawrence as a freshman. I think you have to take that into account as well. With Higgins, I only ask you this, Zach. I don't know the answer, but if you put Justin Ross and T. Higgins right next to each other and had them both run a 40-yard dash, who would win? I feel like Justin Ross would.
I think Justin exploded a dude's Achilles and in the national championship.
He literally
game.
Broke that guy's Achilles. It's he gone. Broke it in half.
That guy doesn't have an Achilles tendon anymore. It's not there. It's on the field in San Francisco, though.
Yeah. Well, what about T. Higgins dunking over a guy and fight. How about that? As a texter,
can we
brings
talk
up.
About this for a second?
We can.
Can we get these boys off the stinking basketball court? I do not need to see T. Higgins going over the top of somebody and then flipping, breaking every bone in his body because he needs to dunk a basketball. I don't need to see someone contesting Trevor on a corner three and being down near his legs. Get away from his legs, man. What are you doing?
The basketball hate from Zach Orr will never end.
Get away.
It never ceases on the program. Zach, I love that you bring that up. I knew. The second I saw the T. Higgins dunk on Twitter, that Zach Orr would be fired up about this. He doesn't like that the kids are playing basketball. He doesn't want them to be kids. Newsflash.
And then
Zach Orr wants them to act like professionals in college. I see what you're doing, Zach. Don't let them have any fun.
You heard it here first.
They can't have any fun. This relates specifically to an NFL story. Pat Mahomes, the NFL MVP, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There was a video of him playing pickup basketball. Put a spin move on a guy, finished with the right hand. Nice finish inside. By Pat Mahomes. And the Chiefs. Yeah, I didn't really venture in the paint, to be honest. I stayed outside the 3-point line. But
how many layups do you have in your career?
I had more threes than layups, I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly confident. But threes are worth more than twos. This is simple math.
Transition threes all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach, when you can shoot a three instead of a two, why are you shooting a two?
Higher percentage shot. Easier shot.
Not for me.
You can lay that puppy right on up. I've seen the finger roll before. Look at that.
The point is, the Chiefs have banned is a harsh word, but they have said that Pat Mahomes will not be playing pickup basketball anymore.
Good.
For fear of injury.
Good.
So you would like to see Dabo do this with T. Higgins and Justin Ross and Chase Bryce and Trevor Lawrence out there playing intramural basketball. You want him to ban these kids from having fun in Fike.
I don't want him to ban it. I want him to stack the other team. Stack the other team with guys that are not going to go near him. I don't want him to guard him. T. Higgins went viral for that dunk over a kid, if we recall.
Yes, he did.
Our good friend Sander Sullivan with the video of that.
Sander
video of the Instagram.
Always has his ear to the ground.
And that was great. By the way, he missed the dunk. So, easy, folks.
He elevated.
Oh, it was cool. He jumped really high, but he missed the dunk. Stay away from the knees. Stay away from everything about these kids. They're way too valuable to be out there risking it all on the basketball court.
That dunk attempt, seeing that video, it did. My first thought was, wow, right? Look at the athleticism. My second thought was, please don't get hurt. That was the second thought. So I get your concern there, Zach. I get your concern. I remember personally, I'll tell you this, I sprained the heck out of my ankle playing pickup one summer in Fike and couldn't go through individual workouts that week with the team. So that was an issue. Now, I was playing the sport that I was playing, so it's a little different, but I don't know. I feel like things might change. If someone were to get hurt, that would obviously be an issue. You don't want to see that happen. But the Chiefs have intervened. They've made Pat Mahomes stop playing basketball. Dabo Swinney, who loves basketball more than almost anything, big basketball guy.
I've seen the videos of Coach Sweeney.
Big basketball guy. I don't think he's going to. I think he likes that these guys can be kids, can get out there and play and have fun in the off season. And I like that he likes that.
Coach, I
think that's fine.
Has no court awareness. No court awareness. Right?
Well, his awareness is of the basket. He's strictly there to shoot. And I respect the heck out of that. I'm fine with that.
That's tough to say.
I'm totally fine with that.
When you know your role
is put the ball in the basket, that's what you're out there to do.
This is the same coach that bested you in a game of 21, correct?
Oh, man.
Is that
Zach
right?
Zach out here just exposing everything.
Is that right?
We played Pig.
Yeah.
We played Pig. And it was a long game. I mean, this is a three-letter game of Pig.
Hey.
It lasted, I would say, 30, 35 minutes.
Could be a long game, but short story. Who won that game?
Look, I was making shots. Coach was making shots.
Hey,
we were going back and forth.
Game.
Hold on, Zach.
Short story.
I'm getting the whole story out here.
Yeah.
He had Nikes on. Mm-hmm. He had a dry fit shirt. He was ready to play. I was in jeans, a nice shirt, earrings, and sandals.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't exactly help me. After I got my first letter, I took my shoes off. Forget it. I was playing barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing with a men's ball. We were playing in coach's home gym. So, again,
he's getting
factors.
The rolls. You're not used to the shooting lanes, the line of sight there.
Let's be honest here. Let's put the cards on the table. If coach wanted to keep shooting threes with me, he was going to lose. And he knew that.
Yikes.
So what he did, he started taking the trick shots. He went with the left hand, circus shots, all these things. Left-handed turn away hook shots kind of thing. And that's what I lost on. I lost on a left-handed floater that was frankly, you know, I didn't appreciate that move. I understand that you got to make adjustments, which he's great at. You got to play to win. I totally get that. But he knew if we kept shooting threes, it was over. So he went with the left hand.
Cards on the table. You don't have a left hand.
I would rather shoot a three than a left-handed floater. I'll just put it that way.
Cards on
would
the
much
table.
Rather shoot a 30-foot shot than a left-handed floater.
Dabo did his homework. Knows what your strengths and weaknesses are.
You have to respect the in-game adjustments from Coach Weenie. That's why he's one of the best. There's no doubt. Okay, back to football, Zach. We've got so much more to get to. Mickey Plowler Show with Zach and Kelly. Much more coming up.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CatBus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's operational services team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun.
Zach is enjoying this jam this morning. What I would call this a bop, Zach.
Oh, this is a bop.
This is a bop for sure.
Yeah, this bops.
This bops. This bops hard. There's no doubt about it. Zach, I appreciate your musical taste this morning. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll really dumb it down for you in a little bit here. Don't worry about it.
We're going to dumb it down?
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
I do need that. Zach, this show's flown by. I can't believe we have Roy Philpott in our next segment.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, where boy. Is this show even gone?
He's sleeping.
Unbelievable. No, I hope he's awake, prepping for an intense interview.
If you think
with Zach and Kelly,
this interview is going to be anything more than him sitting up in his bed talking to us on the phone, you are sadly mistaken.
The only thing I want from this interview, and I think the listeners want this as well, Zach, I want answers. When are you and Roy Philpott getting your natty tattoos that you promised the listeners?
That's a great question.
We need answers.
That's a very good question.
We will get them.
One that we will pose to one Roy Philpott in a second.
Excellent. Can't wait for that. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little money when they can? At Crute LED, they have partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's this simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crute LED, and they will figure out what your business needs. And get this, they will rebate your purchase, whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, or parking pole light fixtures, 6-inch down lights. Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. If saving money is on your list, visit Crute LED online at CruteLED.com, K-R-U-T-L-E-D.com, or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B. You can also give them a call, 864-401-8506. That is Crute LED. Zach, do you want to give the listeners the name of that bop? A texter is asking.
Again? Yeah, it's called Shotgun by George Erza, I believe the last name is.
Look at that. Musical taste provided by...
Just bopping.
Zach, we're just bopping along.
Just be bopping around.
On a Friday morning. Okay, so T. Higgins, Justin Ross listed as a tandem, as one person...
At 21.
On this list at 21. And I think you might have some beef with this. At 19, again, another... This isn't even a tandem. This is a group of four that they put on here. Bama's wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs, and Devontae Smith. They list all four as 19. So... That group of four ahead of T. Higgins, Justin Ross, do you have a problem with that?
No.
You're good with that?
I'm fine. Do you have a problem with it?
No, I really don't. I mean, they have more weapons. I mean, that's four. Mm-hmm. That's four guys that you have to respect. Now, of course, Tua has to activate those weapons.
I don't respect this top 50 list. That's actually 75 kids.
I didn't realize we could put two people at one spot. Seems a little ridiculous.
This is the Mickey Plyler technique where his power rankings, when we have a top 12, we do, or a 10, and he ranks like 15, 16 teams. So that's great.
I'm surprised if they're going to put Jeudy, Waddle, Ruggs, and Smith on here. I feel like they should have put Higgins, Ross, and Amari Rodgers. That seems a little odd to me that they just left Amari Rodgers off of that list. But, you know, I can see their point. They say Jeudy is the reigning Biletnikoff winner, which he is. Catching 68 passes for 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns. There's plenty of weapons in this receiving core for Tua. Waddle, 45 catches last year. Ruggs, 46. And Smith, 42. All back in 2019. It's amazing. When you look at that wide receiver core for Bama, that they scored just... That they couldn't score. They scored 16 points against Clemson with that group.
If you're going to ask me if I'm okay with it, the answer is yes. If you're going to ask me who I'm going to take, I mean, I'm going to take the boys at 21. Rather than those fellas.
And it's part of that because you know with that duo you get Trevor Lawrence.
Part of that, you know you get Trevor Lawrence. Part of that, I mean, we're closer to this program. Obviously, we're at the flagship station of Clemson Athletics. We have an intimacy with the program that we obviously don't have with Alabama. They're great players, and I think we saw that through the duration of the season. But you look at that game that was played over in San Francisco or the Bay Area, they didn't show up. They weren't there. 16 points.
They didn't, and... One reason why I think you'd take, let's just say Higgins, because it's tough to match two guys versus four, but Higgins and Ross against Jerry Jeudy and Jalen Waddle. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look at that matchup. One reason why you'd take Higgins and Ross is the jump ball ability, the one-on-one ability, right? Trevor Lawrence throws that thing up. As Quinnen Williams says, he was just throwing it up there, just throwing the ball out there. Those guys are making plays. But if he puts the ball anywhere in that vicinity, in a one-on-one situation with Justin Ross or T. Higgins, it's over. It's done. So if you're comparing those two duos, I think you'd take Ross and Higgins. At least you and I would. I'm sure some Bama fans would disagree. come, but that's how I see it. And a texter, Ben in Greenville, gets in and says, Nada and Ladson are on the way. I think they will contribute. It's a great point as well. We saw Justin Ross and his impact as a true freshman. I do think that Nada and Ladson can make an impact as well if they can get on the field.
I had someone text me on National Signing Day. They left the facility and they were coming over and they texted. I just saw Nada in person for the first time.
Uh-huh.
There you go. He looks like Mike Williams' senior year.
Well then.
So,
well then.
We'll see how that comes to fruition.
That's an interesting question, Zach, because, you know, Texter brings up a great point, and I agree. I mean, Nada and Ladson are both tremendously talented. They should play right away. That being said, there's one football. There are three wide receiver spots on the field at one time. We'll see how, you know, how Clemson looks with the tight end and what happens there. But how much can these guys realistically get on the field? Do you have a thought on that, Zach? Because you have T. Higgins, you have Justin. I think Justin Ross was able to get on the field a little more this year because you had T. Higgins as that main deep ball threat, that go-to guy, and you didn't have kind of a number two. So Justin Ross filled that role perfectly, but you've got Higgins and Ross, and then you're bringing in Nada and Ladson.
We've talked about this on the show a couple of times before, and I think it definitely bears repeating. Clemson is thin at tight end right now. They are unbelievably thin and very inexperienced. Jalen Lay is a freshman who looks the part. He looks great coming in. Not experienced enough to probably plug and play day one. J.C. Chalk is your starter at this point in time, with Braden Galloway still on the suspended list. Is this going to be a season where you see more of that four and five wide set? And then that probably leads into Nada and Ladson getting a chance at playing a little bit more.
I think you will. I think there's no doubt about that, because you look at all these five stars on this roster, Zach. Are you going to... I think you want to play Jalen Lay a bit. You want to use that tight end position to a certain extent, kind of like how Clemson used Mylon Richard this year. Certain spots. Otherwise, they're blocking. But you still want to have that option in your repertoire and make the defense have to consider it and prepare for it. But when you have all these five stars in your wide receiver core, it's hard to keep five stars on the bench. It really is. We've seen that. So if you can put Higgins out there and Ross out there and Ladson and find a way to get these guys on the field, I think you have to. And I think Clemson will. And you look at how much Clemson plays young guys, how much Clemson tries to use its depth. I mean, you're going to see these guys play early on. I think you have to. That's how Dabo Swinney works. You saw Justin Ross early on and you saw him make his mark. So I think you're right, Zach. I think that's a good point. And maybe...
Wasn't his first catch a touchdown? Justin Ross?
Furman?
Wasn't it?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Someone will text.
It feels like
that.
Every single one of Justin Ross's catches was a touchdown. Let's clarify this, Zach. Nada or Ngata?
I don't know.
I don't know either. No one knows. Maybe we'll know once the season starts. We'll have a specific pronunciation.
Texter gets in on the personal phone line this morning. How many Pro Bowl wide receivers does Clemson have on the field next year?
Oh my gosh.
If we're just going to live in La La Land.
How many Pro Bowl wide receivers? It's just tough to speak on Nada and
Ngata. You've never seen before.
And Ladson before you see them out there.
Goodness gracious.
But
is it Nada or Ngata?
And Ross?
Is it Nada or Ngata?
I don't know.
His first name is Joseph.
Wide receiver in.
Is it Joseph?
Joe.
We'll call him Joe.
That's fine. Joe and Frank. I love that the two wide receivers coming in for Clemson have old man names. That's really funny to me. Joe and Frank.
Minimum two.
Minimum two.
Max five.
Max five?
Yeah.
Who's your fifth?
T and Ross.
Okay.
You have the two boys coming in as freshmen. Maybe you see Amari Rodgers sneak in there at some point.
I think that's a bit generous.
That's why it's a max five, Kelly.
It's
hot
a bit
seat
generous.
Amari Rodgers, evidently.
But I think Amari Rodgers will enjoy a bigger role next year with Hunter Renfrow gone. I think he has some spots there to be really important for Clemson, and that's good news for Amari Rodgers. And he made some plays this year. Think of the play that at the beginning of the second half, I believe, against Florida State that blew that game open. Let's not forget about Amari Rodgers. I agree with you on that, Zach.
Darion Kendrick, we're all forgetting about this gentleman.
Oh, my gosh. He was a five-star. We're sitting here forgetting about five-star wide receivers.
Embarrassment of riches at the wide receiver position.
Oh, my gosh.
Six?
Forgetting
Can
about
we say
five
six?
Stars. Travis Renfrow's graduated. I hate to tell you this. I know you think he's literally going to be here forever, but he is not. I'm so sorry.
He go.
He's actually finally graduating. I hate to break that to you. A little more on this list, Zach. I thought this grouping of quarterbacks was interesting as we get down into the top 15. Justin Fields at 15 and Jalen Hurts at 14. Justin Fields at 15. All we've seen this guy do is hand the ball off. That is all we've seen him do.
To be fair, he's got some, you know, extra abilities on the field. He runs a mean punt protection. He really can clean that up for Ohio State this season.
You're right. I mean, he could really be using a fake punt situation, and no one would expect it.
No.
At all.
No.
When he's taking the field.
I'm just saying.
In a punting formation. No one would have any idea that's coming.
He's really good on punt safe. He's really good on punt
safe. Yes. There's no doubt. I guess you would put Hurts above Fields, right? You've at least seen stuff from Jalen Hurts.
Did you see Jalen Hurts squat like 4,000 pounds?
I did.
Yesterday?
I saw that on Twitter.
He went deep in that squat.
I don't know. That he's really fitting in with his OU teammates.
He didn't pull the Eric McLean squat where you just kind of bend your knees for a second and then go back up and go, oh, I can do it. He went deep.
Shots fired there with Eric McLean.
You seen those little legs he's walking around?
Are you throwing shade at Mac on the program?
Have you seen those little legs he's walking around on?
Mac is my guy. I don't know if I can let you throw shade at Eric McLean. He and I have known each other for a very long time. Freshmen together.
Those little
toothpicks. Clemson House.
Them little toothpicks.
That's not very nice, Zach. Take that back. Come on. We're going to get back on track. We're going to try. I'm going to get Zach back on track.
Oh, no.
We have Roy Philpott in our next segment. We are going to get answers about Tattoo Gate. And mind you, this tattoo that Zach and Roy promised was from the 2016 Natty. This is not a 2018 Natty tattoo. 2016. 3 years ago, Zach. Well, more like two, but you get what I'm saying. This Mickey Plowler Show with Zach and Kelly is brought to you by Zero Res. New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get three rooms of carpet plus a free hallway. Cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special. We're very excited. Roy Philpott joins the program next on the Mickey Plowler Show with Zach and Kelly. Back for more in a moment.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers take on first-year head coach Chris Mack and perennial national power, the Louisville Cardinals in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center in hopes of bringing home a resume-building win. Pre-game starts at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Factor 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Factor 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, factor30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECD Station, or the Shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Up in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Cool jewelry, shine, it's so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what
the Mickey
like.
Plyler Show like. With Kelly Grevling and Zach Orr continues. We're just bopping to some Bruno Mars this morning. Zach, from what you've told me,
yeah.
I've heard this too. Roy loves this song.
This is the Roy Philpott remix.
He loves Bruno Mars.
He's a big fan. I figured we'd play it for
him. I think he thinks Bruno's better than Michael Jackson. I've heard him say that before.
Listen, it's already early.
Just putting that out there.
Don't need to get him in this mood.
We have so many things to talk about with Roy Philpott, former WCCP host, current play-by-play broadcaster for ESPN. He is all over the fruited plain all the time. Doing a lot of SEC hoops lately, so we'll talk to him about that. But so excited to have Roy Philpott on the program. Roy, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. The level of disrespect has reached a new height from both of you. And Kelly, to me, you did this happening. I would appear on the show this morning, and we start with Bruno, and the last segment, you're all about Tattoo Gate. That's just, I don't know, it's just inappropriate, especially on a Friday morning.
Roy, you know what? You're right. And I'll say this. I'm kind of like the one of the kids that blames the other kid. Zach has really done all this. He's gotten me riled up. This is on Zach, and you know it. You know it, too. You know Zach is behind all this.
I do. And I'm encouraging you to be your own person. Do not let him influence you. And the more that he does, it's not good. Let's just leave it at that. It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Good morning, buddy. It's good to have you on the show this morning. It's nice to hear your voice on the airwaves here at WCCP again.
Yeah, I assume you're being serious there, so I'm going to thank you for face value. Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. I hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing great, Roy. And I appreciate, I know you're good. So busy with basketball right now, just all over the place. So I it is not lost on me that you're taking time to join us. So I really do appreciate it. No, I do. I mean that. Yeah. I know you're very busy. I want to get this out of the way. and then we'll get to very serious topics, but
don't do
is
this.
There any update for the listeners on Tattoo Gate for the first Natty Roy, not even the most recent Natty, for you and Zach's tattoo?
I mean, I told you, I think the last time I was on the show that we got one foot in the water, one foot out, right? So we're testing the waters, we're seeing the temperature, we're kind of feeling it out. And I've got one tattoo, and it just needs to be completed to commemorate the second Clemson football national championship. So that's on the forearm. It's readily available to see. I'll show it to you guys the next time, and for verification purposes. It just needs to be finished up, right? And so when that's done, that'll be available on social media for everybody to consume. So let's put it out there. Let's leave it there, Kelly, and let's proceed. But I mean, it's not like this thing hasn't been forgotten. It's honored daily. It feels like in Twitterverse, and we're kind of halfway home, so to speak.
Phil Pop, before we jump into the 4,000 questions that Kelly's prepared for you this morning. I want to give you one here that we've been talking about a little bit so far. We talked about the comparison of Justin Ross and T. Higgins and who would be the guy you would take and put your money on and be the agent, if you will, of the man going forward. Is there a certain guy you're gravitating towards, or is it right down the middle? You can't possibly tear away from one or the other.
Ross and his impact in year one, I mean, and just going back to the national championship, and I mean, you could say the same thing about Sweet Tea in that game, I suppose. But Ross, just as a freshman, was a little bit more of an impact and just seemed to have a little bit more juice to him. I would lean towards Ross, but that's a pick-your-poison situation. You're not going to get wrong with either one. I think they're both going to be high-round draft picks. But Justin Ross, to me, I mean, just with what's to come, with the fact that he's just kind of getting his feet wet, I mean, the next 2 years for him, I really wonder what his production is going to look like with Lawrence. You know, assuming he stays healthy and they're both staying healthy, it could be off the charts and something we're not even expecting or projecting just yet. So, yeah, Ross to me would be the guy. He would be the franchise I would build around, and Higgins would be right there, maybe 1A and 1B.
Speaking of 1A and 1B, Roy, there was a list that came out recently. Talking about Trevor Lawrence, I mean, Justin Ross is going to play all 3 years with Trevor Lawrence. I think that's an advantage for him. Four. I don't want to stop it at three. But this list that was ranking T. Higgins and Justin Ross that we were discussing, they also ranked the quarterbacks. And they ranked Trevor Lawrence 2 and Tua Tagovailoa 1. Now, they said they were 1A and 1B kind of situation. But when you hear that, do you think if you're heading into this season, if you're taking a quarterback, I mean, are you taking Tua? Is he number one when compared to Trevor Lawrence?
He's not, and I think we all understand that based off what just happened and based off the fact it was Lawrence's freshman campaign. That's a little surprising. You know, we haven't heard a ton of that. You know, Alabama's going to be the kingpin of win this year in college football conversation just yet. And I think the closer we get towards next season, that'll reemerge, and I think part of that is Tua Tagovailoa. But no, I mean, Lawrence has the advantage because of his height. Lawrence has the advantage because of what just happened in the national championship game. And, you know, there seems to be a merry-go-round of sorts with Alabama and its coaching staff. And I think that finally crept up this past season in the national title game, whereas Clemson's had that continuity. So, I mean, all those things and just the quickness of the release of Trevor Lawrence and the arm strength of Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, Tua can spin it. We all know it. We've seen it. We believe that. But you're going to build around Trevor Lawrence. I mean, this is a guy. I remember at the end of my show there, we talked about the fact that scouts were telling us, like the recruiting geeks and even coaches that watched Lawrence, that he was the best individual quarterback prospect many had seen since players like John Elway, right, back in the late 70s. That's legitimate stuff. I mean, I think on one of my last shows, that's one of the things we went out with. So we can't wait to see him when he finally steps foot on campus. And so, and the other thing I remember saying too, I sent this to upper management right after Clemson won the national championship. I was like, you remember when we said on the show that whoever signs Trevor Lawrence between Clemson and Georgia is basically guaranteeing themselves a national title because that's how good this guy is. He's a step above Tua Tagovailoa. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's no slight against Tua. That's just how good Trevor Lawrence is. And I think we all believe that now.
So heading into 2019, I think right now in Vegas and many books, Trevor Lawrence is the favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Is he the guy that you would bet on? Even with how Dabo plays and with how, you know, you realize Chase, I mean, we all realize Chase Bryce is going to get some time at the end of some of these games. Is he your favorite heading into 2019?
Well, I think, yes, he is. There's no doubt. But I think Lawrence is going to play more this coming season because I don't think Clemson's going to be blowing people out quite the same way in which it did last year. I think there's more question marks on defense. I mean, there has to be. I know Xavier Thomas is going to be good and some of those backup D linemen are going to be good, but there's got to be a little bit of a drop-off for Brent Venables minus the front seven that was in place last year that seemed to return for their 18th season. So if you think about it like that, well, Lawrence is going to put up bigger numbers. Ross is going to put up bigger numbers because they're going to be on the field more. And so, Lawrence is the clear favorite, assuming he stays healthy. I think Clemson's going to have its first Heisman Trophy winner next season.
Wow. You heard it here from Roy Philpott joining us on the Mickey Plowler Show with Zach and Kelly. And Roy, what we've learned over the past couple months, and you know this too, is really the SEC is more of a basketball conference. I mean, we've gathered that with some of these really good teams that you've been calling a lot of SEC hoops. I know you're impressed with Tennessee. You're impressed with Kentucky. I read an article recently about this resurgence for the SEC in basketball. They talk about facilities. They talk about these coaches, a lot of great coaches in that league. They talk about the SEC network. What do you attribute to this rise for the SEC in basketball? How would you characterize what they've done?
Well, number one, it is coaching. If you think about what we've talked about in the ACC in football, especially before this past season, the coaching has improved. And that was the reason for the uptick, even outside of Clemson, before this past season. I think the league overall had a down year this past year outside of the Tigers. But the SEC, the coaching, Rick Barnes at Tennessee, Bruce Pearl at Auburn, and on down the line, the coaching has improved tremendously. The facilities are in place, to your point, because revenue is up the league, primarily because of the SEC network. But the coaching and the fact that the schools in the conference have committed themselves more to basketball, I think is a big deal. So, the league has improved. Kelly, I think that they're going to get 7 or 8 teams into the NCAA tournament this coming season. Tennessee, I think, is a legitimate national championship contender. Kentucky right now is improving by the second. They're a national title contender. And LSU, I've been banging the LSU drum on our broadcast for the last month and a half. I mean, Will Wade gets in there. He's gotten some elite prospects. He's got NBA talent on his roster. And we just saw this past weekend where they went into Rupp. And they were the better team.
They were the better team.
And LSU is a Final Four contender this year, right now. I don't know that they're going to get there, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if they're playing in the tournament in the second weekend. So you got 3 teams, I think, that are legit contenders to compete for a national title, and then you got 4 or 5 more teams that are right there. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Kermit Davis has done an incredible job in his first season there after 16 years at Middle Tennessee. And Auburn, I think, they're teams that can win a game or two in the tournament as well.
You bring up the SEC network and its role in kind of the resurgence of the basketball in the SEC. Do you think the ACC network, which is coming in August, do you think the ACC network could play into ACC football and kind of help ACC football get back on track with the revenue and the exposure and that kind of thing and what the SEC network has done for basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt, and it is critical for long-term growth. You have to have this. The Big 12 right now is in a bit of an issue, in my opinion, because there's a Longhorn network and the conference can't really get itself together. And I just, 5 years from now, what does the Big 12 look like? I don't know. Put that on the shelf for a minute. But for the ACC and the ACC network, the launch is real. It's happening in August. It's going to be based out of Bristol, Connecticut. The revenue that it produces right out of the gate is not going to be at the same level as the SEC, but it is going to be significant. And, so for long-term stability, consistency, revenue-producing, things of that sort, the ACC is going to be right there with the other networks. And, again, financially, I don't think it equates to what the SEC and Big Ten is all about right now, but it's going to be light years in front of the Pac-12, and it's going to be very competitive. And at this point, I think that's all you need. So to answer your question, it's a huge deal, and it's also going to help the conference out in football because all those games are going to be televised under one roof. You're not going to be searching for it channel to channel. all these many networks. It's going to be all right there under the ESPN umbrella.
Roy, we've got about a minute left, and I know you call a lot of women's basketball. Lady Tigers defeat Florida State last night, complete the season sweep of Florida State. Clemson's knocking on the door, very realistically, of the NCAA tournament. Can you even put into words what Coach Butler's done with this program and this turnaround?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to frame it. It's been sensational. Timber Ace posting stats last night on Twitter. I was just blown away. They've won as many conference games this year as they have, I think, in the last four. They beat more ranked teams this year than they have in the last 17 years. Amanda Butler is the coach of the millennium, as far as I'm concerned. And they're going to the dance, Kelly Graham. That's all you know. Clemson Lady Tiger basketball is going to the dance, baby. It's incredible. And, you know, I took the girls to the Notre Dame game a few weeks ago. We had a great time there. It was a great atmosphere, great juice in the building. And it's been a ton of fun to watch. As a graduate of Clemson, I have a lot of pride in what she's done. And I think there's a lot of other fans out there that feel the same way. And I don't know how she's doing it, but I'm glad D-Rad made the choice to bring in Amanda Butler. She's done a remarkable job. She is the ACC Coach of the Year. No questions asked this season. Incredible.
You heard it here first. Roy Philpott. I like that take. I think she deserves it. We'll see what happens. Thank you so much, Roy. I really appreciate you joining us. And I know you have a busy weekend ahead, so good luck with your Hoops broadcast.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome stuff from Roy Philpott. Hour 3 of the Mickey Plot.